Chapter 2. Mount Rushmore. Comprehension. Read this travel guide. If we think of America, we might imagine the calm face of the Statue of Liberty. However, there is another giant statue which also symbolizes the United States. This is the group of faces which looks out from Mount Rushmore. Found in the southern Black Hills of South Dakota, Mount Rushmore used to be an ordinary granite mountain. In 1923, however, the historian Dwayne Robinson came up with the idea of carving the mountain into a statue. Robinson wanted to create a kind of monument so that people would remember American history. With the help of the sculptor Gutzon Borglum, he decided to make the mountainside into a memorial for great American presidents. Borglum chose four presidents from the past whose images he wanted to carve. These were George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. Work on the project began in 1927, when Borglum was already 60 years old. First, 500,000 tons of rock were removed from the mountainside. Explosives were used to make the rock into the right basic shape. Then, by drilling and chiseling, Borglum carved the details of the president's faces until they were recognizable. Because of problems with the weather and a shortage of money, the memorial took an incredible 14 years to complete. The whole project cost almost $1 million. Sadly, Borglum died before his great work was finished, and it was his son who finally completed it. However, there is no doubt he would have been proud of his work. The four presidents are instantly recognizable. Each one is 60 feet long from the chin to the top of the head. The nose on Abraham Lincoln's face is 19 feet long. Some people think that other faces should be added to the monument. There could be more presidents, such as John F. Kennedy or Ronald Reagan, or even other famous Americans like Elvis Presley. However, most people agree that the Mount Rushmore National Memorial is amazing enough just as it is.